I want to join you in applauding the work of Voices of Conscience, because one of the problems of Iraq is that we don't hear about it in the media. So if you don't hear about it, it's not there. Or we have the impression that it's not there. The second factor is that Canada is not involved. We're not concerned. We're not responsible for what happens, which is not true, as Raymond explained. And as Ravi pointed out, you have to know what's going on, the information, the poster that you have seen. Whenever we talk about Iraq, we see, what do you see? The image of Saddam Hussein. He's a villain. He's a dictator. But this is not the 22 million people who live in Iraq. If we want to see the real image of Iraq, you have to look at this poster and see the children who are dying, the woman, and their condition, the whole economy of the country that is collapsing. And finally, when Raymond said we have a choice, either we're going to assume responsibility or we're going to say, let's go for the better life and we don't care about what happens, we are protected by the United States. And I don't think this is actually a possibility nowadays. We saw what happened in September 11. We cannot live isolated, even if we didn't care about the rest of the world. The rest of the world is going to come to our shore, moral considerations aside. Another point is that it is affecting Canadians, you and me, and the veterans who have fought in this war and who came back with very serious consequences to their health and to their image and to their appreciation of what Canadian values are all about. And we're going to hear from them.